Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 3 for Spring Semester 2011. Lecture 11, delivered on February 24, 2011. The title of this lecture is Annuities and Perpetuities.
Today, Annuities and Perpetuities. Say that three times real fast. Now, I will do a second round of annuities and perpetuities after exam one. This is the first pass to show you some real tangible benefit from knowing how to fast track calculation of cash flow. Now, in the last lecture, I showed you how to calculate, let's say, the present value of a lump sum of money. You're going to get $400 in 3 years. Well, how much is that worth today if you're discounting at the rate of, let's say, 5.5%? But the real life of a company and even of a person isn't lump sum. It's actually streams of cash flow. Now, they can be periodic. They can be irregular. But there's a really nice thing we have, a formula, actually a couple of formulas, so that if we have a smooth, regular cash flow, we can actually calculate the present value very quickly. Look, suppose that you had a situation like this. I'll draw a timeline here. Here's year zero. Here's year one, here's year two, and here's year three, and here's year four. Suppose that you were going to get $200 in each of those at the end of each year for 4 years. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm in really bad shape. I just turned around and I felt something twang. God, it's like my doctor said, if the body is a temple, you are a Baptist revival tent. There you go, is that in focus? I can't tell. Like I said, if I die, just leave me. They've got janitors who are qualified to scoop me up and put me in the trash. Now, suppose that we want to know what the present value of this amount of money is. Well, we could use that present value formula. Let's say that our discount rate is 6.8% per year, and this is years. Well, I could do $200 times 1 plus 0.06, oops, 068 to the negative first plus $200 times 1 plus 0.068 to the negative second plus $200 times 1 plus 0.068 to the negative third plus $200 times 1 plus 0.068 to the negative fourth. And add those up. Well, after a while, that gets to be a pain in the derry rear doing that. You could do it, sure, but it would be nice if there were a faster way. And in fact, there is. Look, whenever you have the cash flows occurring at the end of a period, at the end, you would call it ordinary. Now, if they occur at the beginning, you call it, if they actually occur at the beginning, you call it due. But in this case, it's an ordinary. And we have a formula to do this. It has to be regular to the extent that these have to have the same number in them. Now, if they don't, there are ways that we can play some games and break them up into regular. But let's leave that off after the semester spring break. Look, here's the basic formula. The present value of an ordinary annuity would be the level cash flow times 1 minus 1 plus the periodic interest rate to the negative number of periods, all divided by the periodic interest rate. And that will give me the present value of it. So if I were to do that for this thing that I just had up there, the $200 for 4 years, the present value of that annuity would be $200 times 1 minus 1 plus 0.068 to the negative fourth, all divided by 0.068. Because it's once every year, so it's 0.068 divided by 1. And n times 1. Number of years times 1. Okay? And I can pound that out on my calculator and get my answer. Which would, let me key that in here. Apparently my answer slipped back, it disappeared, I had. Minus 1.068 to the negative fourth. And if I did the calculation right, that should come out to be $680.51. Okay? Now, there's an even faster way to do it. If you have your TI-80, if you have a Texas Instruments TI-83 Plus or TI-84, there's an awesomely fast way to do this. On your calculator, hit the apps button. Hit 1 for finance and 1 for TMV solver. Do you see it? Are you there? Now, for N, key in 4. There are 4 periods. For I percent, 6.8. This is a percent. Now, what's the next one down the list? PV, leave it alone. That's the one you'll find. The next one will be FV, right?
No, PMT.
Payment. Oh, I'm sorry, payment. $200. And then FV is next, which will be a zero. PMT is $200. And then you go down the grinder. FV is zero. There's no kicker at the end. Now you go on down past that and you'll see 2 kind of odd looking things. Make sure they are 1. Now at the bottom, you'll see end and begin. Do you see that? Make sure end is highlighted. This is an ordinary annuity, not an annuity due. Now, go back up to the PV, put the cursor on it, and hit the alpha enter combination. What do you get? My ass.
What's N?
Huh?
What's N?
4. What do you get?
-680.
Yes, you get, no, don't say -4. You're just giving it information. Don't think. It'll do the thinking. Remember, we have to welcome our new overlords. And what do you get? Negative 680? It's a little weird that the present value will come out to be a negative. It's just an artifact of this. It's been around. Most financial calculators will do it. But look at that. You can get the answer that fast on your calculator. That fast. Is that cool or what? Now let's do a little bit of an interesting problem. You see, it doesn't care which one of them you have to calculate. It'll do it for you. So let's try another a little more interesting problem. You are about to buy your first new car. You're thinking to yourself, do I want to be responsible or do I want a babe machine? Yes, of course. So you decide, what would qualify for this? Well, obviously a Mini Cooper. Or not. Let's say you go with a modest car, $16,000. You need a loan, and they're there to say, well, yes, we will give you a loan for $16,000. And we will have an annual interest rate on that loan of 6.99%, monthly payments for 5 years. And you say to yourself, well, what will the payments be? Well, I'm here to tell you that it's easy to do on your calculator. Go up to the top of the calculator. In this case, for the N button, you will key in. You're going to pay 5 years, 12 times a month. Just do 5 times 12. Don't hit enter or anything like that. Just 5 times 12. Now go down to the percent I key. And you put in 6.99%. That's per year. So you're going to divide it into 12 monthly periods. Chop it up 12 times. Just do that. Don't argue. Now, that's $16,000. Are you borrowing that in 5 years or are you borrowing that now? Now. So it won't be an FV, it will be a PV. So you put in, and just do it this way, it's stupid, but put in negative 16,000. Whenever you do a present value on one of these, put in the negative 16,000. Don't ask why. Now you see the payment key? That's what we don't know. So just leave it alone. Go down to FV. Make sure that's a zero. And make sure those other two are ones. And make sure that you have the end key highlighted because you'll pay them at the end of the month, the payments. Once you've done all that, go back up right there and just hit alpha, solve. And what do you get? How much is it? 367 what? 316.74. So there you go. There's your payment. That fast. Isn't that cool? You can actually calculate payments now. Huh?
Is it normal to get the error on
16,000? No. You got something else going wrong there, son. You got that's out whacked.
I did.
Try 6.99 divided by 12.
And when I went down, it does it for me.
Oh, I see. It's a point. Okay, 60. Yeah, you got the right answer right there. You got the answer. Yeah. See how easy it is to calculate payments? That's a very cool thing. That is how you calculate Now, this is an ordinary annuity because the payments are happening at the end of the period. Let's do an ordinary annuity that's on a future value. We are going to end this lecture. My acetate's about to run out. Let me see. Let me look at someone in here. Find someone who looks particularly vulnerable, fragile even. You. You had a wild night. You think you have a girlfriend. You're not sure. She hasn't called you. But then she calls you and she says, you know what? She tells you, she says that thing to you that just changes your whole life. You're going to be a daddy. Oh, wow. Now you look around for a convenient knife. Here's a rule, okay? The first thing you don't say is, whose is it, okay? Seriously, noob, don't say that.
It is
yours, okay? It's wearing that stupid ass hat. Okay. So suddenly you get responsible. My God, overnight you transform. And you say to yourself, I shall be the father of the year. I will come home every night. Hi, honey, I'm home. And you decide that you are going to have to plan for that child's future. So the child is born. You ever hear that country and western song, the kids are ugly because of you?
Mm-hmm. I hate country music.
Oh, I write country music. I put my heart on eBay and you didn't bid. Or my other hit single, Truck Stop Parking Lot Angel. Where the hell was I? I don't know. Oh, your responsibilities as a father. You say every year the child is born. So at the end, a child is born on January the 1st. So at the end of every year from now on December 31st, you're going to put, let's say, $1,000 in the bank. And on the child, when the child's 18, you'll put in one last $1,000 punch and then pull all the money out and give it to the kid and say, go on your own way, you little bastard. And it would be nice if someday you were able, when the child says, well, how much am I going to have in this account that you've done for me? You can say, okay, now I'm putting in $1,000 at the end of every month, of every year. And I'm going to do that until you're 18, and right at that last, on December the 31st, I'll pull it out. I'll put the $1,000 in, then I'll come back a little later that day with you, and I'll pull all the money out. Now, the first thing, is this an ordinary annuity or an annuity deal? It's an ordinary, because they're occurring at the end of the period. And it's regular, because it'll be a level amount. Now, do you need to know the present value or the future value? Future, because you need to know what is going to be out here, what the value is right here. So, in order to do that, we will do what we did before. Now, this will be annual. These will be annuals. So, N will be 18 times 1, obviously, just once a year. It will... You're going to go down to the next line, percent I. Well, let's say that you're putting it into a savings account that pays 7.1%. So we'll put in 7.1. Now, there's going to be no initial kicker on it, so there's going to be a zero there. The payments are each going to be $1,000. The future value you will leave alone and make sure the rest are ones and you are on end because it's an ordinary annuity. And then you just spank it up there back to FV and say alpha solve. What do you get when you do that? What number comes out?
$34,000?
$327,039. Is that what y'all get? It's not bad. Not bad. Get the kids started. Now, let's do one last one here just to show you this very, very cool thing. Now, you can do these with the formulas. The future value formula of an annuity, well, I'm out of... Let me do one more future value. Suppose that you were to say, okay, I would like to retire with $1 million. In 65 years, I'm sorry, 45 years. I want to retire with $1 million in 45 years. Now, starting right now, I'm going to put money in the bank, the same amount every month for the next 45 years. Starting right now, and then in 45 years, I'll put it in at the beginning of the month, and then at the end of the month, I'll pull all the money out, my $1 million. How much would I have to put in the bank every month, starting right now, so that at the end of the month, after 45 years, I would have $1 million? Let's say that you put it into an account that pays 5.8%, guaranteed for that period of time, as long as you don't ever screw up a payment. Now, first of all, am I looking for a present value or a future value?
Future.
A future. Is this going to be an ordinary annuity or an annuity due?
Ordinary. A due?
Because I said you're going to start now. So if it starts at the beginning of the period, that's a due. Watch out for that. That's the only place that, really, on an exam, these are no-brainers. I'll put a couple of these on the exam. And they really are no-brainers. You just punch in the numbers. The only place where you can stumble, really, is whether it's annuity due or an ordinary. If I say, starting now, the payments happen, just instantly hit that begin. If I say, at the end of the month or the year, hit the end button. That's really the only place that it's really a little bit tricky. But whacking this in, N is going to be 45 years, and you're going to do this every month, so times 12. The percent I will be 5.8 divided up 12 times, because the compounding will roll every time you put in more money. Now, the present value, there's no kicker on this. We're not putting any kicker. The payments, we don't know. The future value, we want to be $1 million. And make sure those other two buttons are ones. And this time, you want to make sure that the begin button is highlighted. The begin feature is highlighted. Then go back up there and just paddle that thing. Go back up to payment and hit alpha solve. What do you get?
Why do you need to begin?
Because you're starting the payments now, immediately. And then at the end of, you'll put in your last payment 45 years from now. You're old and decrepit. Nobody loves you. But with $1 million, you can go on the Tiger Woods Craigslist special section and have a friend. Uh-huh. And, you know, recommended by Hugh Hefner. What was he, 84? Marrying the 22-year-olds?
More power.
It's going to take more than power. Well, take praying to Jesus a lot, I'll tell you that. Okay, so that's why. Real economics and finance for real people. That's what it's all about here. What do you get for the payment? What does it say? Almost hit. It almost did what I wanted to there. So there you are. Yeah.
Is it coming up negative?
I don't think it will. Does it come up negative or positive? Yeah. It might come up negative. It depends. Just ignore that. It's just trying to bluff your ass. So there you are. $384.38 put into the bank every month for 45 years, you'll be a millionaire. You will be, as long as it's a lock-in rate of 5.9%. Now, here's the bottom line of what I've just shown you here. What was that car payment that you figured out? What was the car payment? Was it like $367 or something like that? 316. Yeah, I tried to get them to come out about the same. Well, you can put 316 in the bank, pay that every month for 5 years and have a nice car, or you can do it for the next 45 years and be a millionaire. You have to choose which one you want. Do you want that? Do you want to have a great car now, or do you want to wait for 45 years and run the risk that you won't even be alive? And even if you are alive, you might be running for your life from the zombies and the zombie apocalypse we are all looking forward to. Or something like that. Or the tidal wave in 2012 will wipe you out and kill you. Now, there's one more part of this. Remember I told you that part, that story about how corporations actually live forever? They don't have a defined, finite life. They can die, but by circumstances, not by the nature of their existence. You will die. I guarantee someday you will be worm food, unless you decide to be, you know, cremated. And then you can have someone saying, come on, baby, light my fire. But you will die. But corporations, by the definition of their existence, don't ever die. What was that? Huh? No, did you say
it? I don't know. I was just going with your story.
Yeah, well, think about it this way. If you work for a corporation, you won't matter because you'll die and people will forget you. But the corporation, if it is of sound character, it could live forever. The same is true, by the way, of sovereigns, nations. They don't die by their nature. They die by circumstance, which is why I tell, in some business classes that the corporations and the nations are the immortals, and we are just the mortals in their shadows. But here's the thing about that. What that means in practical terms is that if I am to contemplate the cash flow of a corporation or from a corporation, I would have to contemplate that in terms not of present values of cash flow for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, or even 1,000 years. It would have to be a formula that would accommodate a cash flow that went on forever and ever. Well, how would you do that with a present value? Do you put a negative infinity up there? That's not going to work. Well, fortunately, interestingly, there is actually a formula to calculate the present value of what we call a perpetuity. a flow of money that goes on forever and ever. There is actually a formula for it. And it's actually a stupidly easy formula, too. I'll show it to you. I find some space left on this sad piece of acetate that I got here. Okay, look. Now, if you're a shareholder, you could hold the shares of a corporation forever. And let's say that that corporation will pay a dividend on a share. Let's say that it pays a dividend of 80 cents a share every year forever. Now, let's say we got a discount rate, and there are ways we can calculate. The most powerful way we calculate discount rates is with what's called a capital asset pricing model. I'll show you that after the spring break. But let's say it's 80 cents forever. Every year, each share gets 80 cents. And let's say that the discount rate that we have calculated for the cash flows is 6.2%. The present value of a perpetuity of 80 cents every year forever is 0.80 divided by 0.062. So you know what? The price of a share of that stock should be $12.90. I've just priced a stock. As long as it's not going to live forever. Well, okay, tell me when it's going to die. Well, I can't, but so get off my back. This is the best we have. There you go. That's the price of the stock. Because the stock should be the present value of the stream of cash flow accruing to the owner of the stock. That's what I would pay for it. Now, there's a twist on this. Well, it's not going to stay 80 cents forever. Surely it will grow. Don't call me Shirley. Okay. I can't stand it. I was driving my car. I stopped at this traffic light, and I got hit from behind by this car. Bam, like this. I get out of my car, and the guy who gets out of the other car behind me, he's a midget. He comes running right up to me. I'm not happy, and I said to him, I know you're not. You're grumpy. And that's when the fight started. Okay. What the hell? Okay, look. What if we could say, okay, it grows at a constant rate? The hell with you people. Try to give you good humor. Let's say it grows at the rate, the dividend will grow at the rate of 5% every year. Forever. Okay, so now we have a little bit more realistic scenario. We have a projected growth rate of 5% per year on the dividend. We can still do a perpetuity formula. See, if it's a flat perpetuity, the formula is present value is going to be the dividend now over the discount rate. Here's where you got to watch it, because we can do it with a constant growth formula. The present value would be the dividend in what period one over R minus the growth rate. Watch it. It's D1. If it's a constant growth perpetuity, you have to use D1. How do you get D1? You take D0 and grow it one period. So in this case, D1 would be 80 cents times 1 plus 0.05. In other words, grow at 5%. And that would be 84 cents, right? Use D1. You have to use D1. And I caution, because we'll be using this formula over and over again in this course. It's a very cool formula, because it's actually quite useful. Quite a bit we use it. So we use a D1 there. we get 84 cents. So the present value of a constant growth perpetuity would be 84 cents divided by 0.062 minus 0.05. In other words, D1 over R minus G. You see it? D1 over R minus G. If it's a constant growth perpetuity. Now, if I do that one, 0.84 divided by 0.062 minus 0.05 is 0.012. Howdy! Well, that's a decent price. I get $70, right? Do you get 70? 70 bucks. Damn good. Notice that that growth really shot the value of the stock up. It pumped it because essentially that stream is going to be rising through time. Well, let me do one more just before you go here. I want you to just do this one. I've run out of... Do I have any more acetate anywhere on this? Do I have any anywhere? Here. I've got some space right here. Okay. Oh, God, I wrote on that. Okay. Let's take... Let's take, what is the current price of a stock that now pays $1.50 per share dividend? Expected to grow ~2% every year. If you discount, if the dividends are discounted, at 8.7%. If you're having trouble with it, just hold up your hand. I'll walk up to you and I'll walk with you on it. You're not even trying. Just take, here, let me do this. The first thing you're going to have to do, step one, you're going to have to get D1. That's part of the formula. Remember, the formula for constant growth is going to be D1 over R minus G. You're going to have to get D1. But you don't know D1. You know D0. So you're going to have to grow that one period. What's the growth rate? 2%. So you do 1 plus 0.02 on your now dividend, which is 80. No, it was $1.50. So take $1.50 times 1.02. That gets you your D1. You got that? Okay, now, once you got that, then just divide by 0.087 minus 0.02. What do you get for the answer? $22.84? My ass. Is that right? Well, let me do that again. 1.5 times 1.02 divided by... Well, first of all, it's $1.50 times 1.02 And $1.50 times 1 is 1.5 times 1.02 is... Why is this calculator acting like... I'm not going to believe you. I want to do it myself. $1.53, yeah. I could have done... See, I did it myself. I don't need help from my mother. It's, you always treat me just like my mother did. She was so domineering. God, I love that woman. Oh, anyway. They're coming to take me away. Okay. Minus... And then you divide that by the... Take $1.53 divided by 0.087... minus 0.02, and I get $22.84. It's actually, believe it or not, we have all kinds of really, really sophisticated ways to price stocks. And I mean, you can do them by these heavy-duty monster things that are related to Black-Scholes formula and that. But honest to God, even to this day, I'm not the only one. We take a pass at the price of a stock, what it should be, with this formula. We just take a pass at it with this. So you're seeing some realistic things. This is everything that's going to be on the test on Tuesday. We are going to go review, just have a good time, a happy family, living together, loving together, or not. Okay. That's all I have for you today. I thank you.